There are plenty of victories in the measure for advocates of an overhaul in policing and criminal justice in Illinois. Supporters say one is how the state certifies officers, and if necessary, decertifies them. Illinois State Representative Maurice West says the omnibus bill will help prevent, quote, department hopping.
What we've seen a lot happen, not just in Illinois, but everywhere, is bad actors, before they get penalized for whatever they did, they resign and jump and find themselves in a whole different police department in a whole different state and moving on like nothing happened.
Before, the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board could automatically decertify an officer if they were convicted of a felony and or a limited set of misdemeanors. Marie Dillon with the Better Government Association says the new law broadens the authority by expanding the range of misconduct to be considered.
This new law gives the Law Enforcement Standards and Training Board much more discretion to take away a certification, including for things like excessive force, perjury, tampering with a video, or any other sorts of misconduct that are spelled out in this bill.
Dillon and other transparency advocates say they think for the most part the bill was a home run. But what they do see as concerning is the new transparency language attached to the renewed decertification process. Under the new law, the Training and Standards Board is empowered to maintain two new databases. The first houses records related to misconduct that led to decertification. The second carries the investigations into the misconduct. Both will be searchable via the Standards Board's website, but in both cases, any information that could identify an officer will be redacted. Dillon says the question isn't really if the information is accessible to the public, but if it provides the public with the information it needs.
And if you can't see the complete records, including everybody's names, including the records of investigations that were not sustained, then you really can't tell how these decisions are being made and why.
Matt Topic is an attorney with the Chicago law firm Lovey & Lovey, where he leads the firm's Freedom of Information Request practice. In 2015, he won the case that led to the release of the footage of a Chicago police officer shooting black teenager Laquan McDonald, video which contradicted the official police report of the incident. Topic says he's concerned because the Training and Standards Board doesn't have to disclose the documents it reviews to reach its decision.
It's really important to see the documents in the context in which the board used them, and I don't think you're going to be able to do that if you're just chasing down underlying records from some other agency.
Topic says lawmakers should continue to revisit the changes they made.
I think the omnibus bill overall does wonderful things for advancing the cause of police accountability in Illinois, and it's unfortunate that there's an issue with transparency in this part of the bill, and it's something that I'm hoping lawmakers will look at and try to correct in a follow-on bill.
At least one of the authors of the measure agrees. Representative Maurice West is a member of the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus. That's the group that shepherded the criminal justice omnibus bill through the General Assembly. West says the law needs refinement, and he says that means bringing in opponents.
I'm working with the Winnebago County Sheriff, and I'm open to meeting with anyone else up here for cleanup language, not to repeal anything that was put in place, but just to clean up anything that was ambiguous.
West says he wants a little more than just clarity, though.
What we didn't get, qualified immunity is not in the bill. That's the biggest topic that a lot of people were either passionate about both positively and negatively, depending on how you look at it.
Qualified immunity protects a government official from lawsuits against claims they violated a person's rights. West wants to revisit the doctrine, and that's where he loses the Winnebago County Sheriff, Gary Caruana. Caruana says law enforcement couldn't do the job without it.
Qualified immunity protects the officer, like a paramedic, from doing their job as long as they're doing it in good faith. That takes away where they can be held accountable, liable, personally, punitive damages, and lose their house and lose everything they work for.
Representative Maurice West says a task force plans to review the legal framework for qualified immunity in Illinois. Other provisions of the new law includes eliminating cash bail by 2023. Also, all law enforcement agencies will have to use body cameras by 2025. And the measure standardizes police training and use of force across the state. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.